Just when we thought we were going to be seeing the last of the COVID-19 cases, a second surge of them reminded us just how far we are from fully eradicating the disease in Malaysia. With all the fake lists of places that supposedly had COVID-19 cases circulating through WhatsApp, we figured a comprehensive list of places in Klang Valley with confirmed COVID-19 cases would help everyone, since the overload of news about the disease might make things hard to keep track of. Take note that this list only includes places that officially confirmed they had positive COVID-19 cases at the time of writing. A saloon, Ampang-based Mall 1 visit from a confirmed case, Aya Branch, Plaza 33, Petaling Jaya 1 confirmed case, Brainy Bunch Kindergarten, Bundar Kinrara Branch 1 confirmed case, Bukit Gembira Condominium, Kuala Lumpur 1 confirmed case, Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Olog, Puchong 3 confirmed cases, Employees Provident Funds, EPF Branch, Jalan Raja Laut, Kuala Lumpur 1 visit from a confirmed case, Fitness First, Puchong-based Mall 1 visit from a confirmed case, Hong Leong MSIG Takaful Berhad Branch, Tower B, PJ City Development 1 confirmed case, Khazanah Nasional Berhad, Kuala Lumpur 1 confirmed case, Koi Kinrara Suite, Puchong 1 confirmed case, Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC, Cyberjaya 1 confirmed case, Menara Maybank, Jalan Tun Perak, Kuala Lumpur 1 confirmed case, REAL Kids, Era Damansara 1 confirmed case, case, SJK, C, Batu 11 Cheras, Cheras 1 confirmed case, SIRIM Berhad Headquarters, Shah Alam 1 confirmed case, Subang Jaya Medical Center, housed 3 confirmed cases, Taman Desa Medical Center 1 confirmed case, UOW Malaysia KDU, Glenmary Campus 1 confirmed case, with Malaysia having a total of 149 confirmed COVID-19 cases now. The disease seems likely to spread even more quickly, so it's important for all Malaysians to stay vigilant and hygienic at all times. If you suspect you've contracted the disease, immediately seek a doctor to get a checkup. Better safe than sorry. Also read, Ampang Mall conducts intense disinfection protocol after a COVID-19 patient had visited a saloon. You have reached the end of this story.